Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm joined, of course, by...
Rob Sachs.
What are we talking about?
Today, we're going to talk about finding a bathroom in public.
You know, actually, I could use a bathroom right now.
I know. You know, you get that urge and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in a crisis situation. I need to find a toilet immediately.
Especially if you're in New York. So what do you do?
Well, David, if you were smart, you would have planned ahead and you would have consulted the bathroom diaries.
There's a book?
Well, it's not really a book. It's more of a website.
The world's largest database of bathroom locations.
See? That there was Marianne Racine. She's the president and creator of the Bathroom Diaries, and it's a great use of technology. It's they rate the bathrooms, whether or not they're handicap accessible, how clean they are, how friendly the people, whatever. All these important statistics are there for you, so you're not left out when you gotta go.
Is there like a Toilet Quest mapping service where you can...
Well, I think, yeah, you can use it in conjunction with, you know, these bathrooms. But the thing is, though, is that you're not only going to find these bathrooms just to relieve yourself. You're going for the experience.
I have this feature called the Golden Plungers, which is the world's nicest restrooms.
You're finding places that are the best of the best in the world in terms of bathrooms. You know, porcelain so clean you could eat off it, though... I don't think I would.
It's not a toilet. It's a destination.
Right. It's a destination urination.
What if you don't have the, you know, wireless web access and you have to go?
This is a problem. I know. And the website has about 9,000 toilets on it worldwide, which is great, but it doesn't encompass every little nook and cranny. And when you got to go, you got to go. So I say, here's where you got to get a little bit crafty. What I like to do is I waltz into a hotel, pretend I'm a guest, you know, maybe say, oh, yes, I'm staying in the honeymoon suite. I love peeing in the honeymoon suite. You know why?
Why?
Heart-shaped toilets. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Anyway, you know, Marianne, she has a different approach. She tries out restaurants.
You can always pretend that, you know, you're going to meet somebody, and then you just go up and use the bathroom.
So it's a little bit of a fake out, like, hey, well, I'm here to meet a friend. Shh, beeline right to the toilet.
Plus, you know, obviously, if it's a place with a clean bathroom, you'll probably go back just to go to the restaurant or buy a book or whatever. So I just feel it all probably evens out.
See, that's toilet karma, David. You use their place, it's nice, you maybe go back there for a meal.
That's why they have the sign saying, no public restrooms.
You know, if you're not going to be sneaky, you have to make it known, this is an emergency. Watch out, all rules off the table, forget your stupid sign, I've got to go. And if you're in a foreign country, this sometimes can be hard to explain to someone, you know, they don't know what you're saying. Fortunately, there is a universal sign. It's a crotch grab, followed by a wheeze, like, oh, oh. People know you do the crotch grab and the wheeze, you're in. There's no second guessing what that is.
They'll just wave you toward the back of the...
Yeah, go. You're in. It's great. The other thing, too, is there's always the natural option, you know, going out, finding some trees or shrubs. The important thing here, though, two things. Have a lookout so there's no one coming by. Also, standing upslope, because you don't stand upslope, you're going to ruin your sneaks.
Are the rules the same for men and women?
No, because women, their business is a lot more disgusting to watch. So they need more seclusion. You know, if it's one shrub for a guy, it's five shrubs for a woman. That's the basic ratio. They need to be very well hidden.
I'm surprised they don't put you on Morning Edition.
I don't know. Any
final thoughts?
Well, you know, it's interesting because what Marianne has, I feel like she's kind of started a revolution of integrating technology with this very basic primal need of finding a bathroom. And she says this is only kind of the first step.
I always thought when I started that the technology would catch up with me eventually. I thought you could have a device, and then if you got closer to a clean bathroom, it would start beeping louder and louder.
See, yeah, just think of it. We're only a few years away from when we have a full bladder for some device to just go beep, 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 beep. I mean, and then, like, you know, you just hone in on that toilet.
A divining rod.
Yes, a bathroom divining rod. It sounds amazing.
All right, Rob, I gotta go.
I actually gotta go too.
All right, that'll do it. Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.